celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves. Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse. Utah born, Utah proud.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Camping in the mountains, fishing in a stream. The great outdoors is where you want to be.
Milburn joins us once again, and we're talking about fall fishing. We're talking about fall hunting opportunities. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
You bet, Brian. I love this time of the year.
I know with all the rifle hunts fast approaching here, it's time to spend serious time out on the range. Make sure everything's zeroed in. Make sure you're hitting those targets, making sure you get a good, clean shot.
Absolutely. That's a little mistake I made. We have some antelope tags for depredation tags for some does, and I made the mistake of saying, oh, yeah, don't worry, if it's within 500 yards, toast, you know. So I shoot it went like 320 yards, and I think it moved right when I pulled the trigger because I hit it a little back. I was like, man, I can't believe I did that. So I put another one. I don't want it to run away, so I'll just put another one in. I'll just put it right through the shoulder. It hit exactly where I was aiming, which was its shoulder, but I ended up destroying half the shoulder. I was like, wait a minute, this is a dull antelope. There's not that much meat on it in the first place. And I just destroyed half both shoulders because it went right through it. So, yeah, definitely practice and think about your shot before you squeeze it off. And just make sure you take a good shot. And if I had it to do over again on that one, I would have tried to shoot it in the head. Because then I wouldn't have ruined any meat.
Good advice.
I do know people who are big into shooting, big into loading and all that. He was shooting a 6.5 Creedmoor that he just loaded up some new rounds. My gosh, he put 10 shots at 200 yards into the size of a quarter.
Oh, my. That's good.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that thing's pretty darn accurate. He's chronographed the round. He said he's got them down to where they shoot within 4 feet a second of each other. He's got his rounds so they're like 5 to 7 feet a second within each other. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. That means you're accurate. It really helps your accuracy. That's the one advantage, I guess, of loading yourself, is you can tweak your load so that they're so accurate like that.
It just makes me grin to see that. I think it is so neat. It's almost like magic when you get those tuned in like that and you have everything synced up just right. It's just fun to see those dots connect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just don't seem to have enough time to do everything. Otherwise, I should be loading my own bullets. I got shotgun loaders for loading, but I haven't been real successful on the steel because the pressures are so high. It always scares me. I don't want to blow my shotgun. So.
You spend a good share of your time out there where you should be.
Yeah, I wish I could spend more, though. That's the thing, you know, but that's what retirement's for, right? Hopefully I'm still capable of doing it all when we finally do retire, so that'll be the important thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're heading that way.
But you know, I am excited. Hopefully I'll get out and do some duck hunting, some goose hunting this year. But I do have some bass tournaments I'm going to fish this fall, so I'm going to go down and fish the BASS state team qualifier first week of November down at Powell, so that should be fun. Hopefully the fishing should be really good.
We touched briefly upon waterfowl here. Waterfowl, it's going to be a challenge. There's a lot more land than there is water now in a lot of these places.
Yeah, a lot of that. But the one thing is, it does mean migratory birds are probably going to be more concentrated on the available water. But I know some of the marshes are fairly low. I was reading a report from the division saying that there's some areas of certain lakes and some of the wildlife management areas that are shallower than they normally are. And so if you're trying to use a boat, the accessibility is going to be an option. So it's going to be difficult in some of those waters. So make sure you look up that stuff on the division's website and see what the accessibility is on some of those areas before you go flying out there in your boat and get stuck.
And a lot of people think that they can reserve spots out there. Once public land, it's usually whoever gets there first.
Yeah, first come, first serve. That's why that guy has that Eagle duck boat with a 450 horsepower motor on it so he can get out there before everybody else.
He's always there before I get there.
You're like 100 yards away from where you want to hunt. All of a sudden, you see a flash go by and stop. What the heck was that? You got my spot.
That sounds familiar. Waterfowl hunt's neat. Encourage people to bring kids with them. pass that tradition on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know your birthday's coming up. What are your big birthday wishes this year? What are you hoping for? More time out in the field, or more time on the water, or you have something else in mind?
Yeah, just getting out there. I want everyone to do a birthday prayer for me and let me do really well in that BASS state qualifier down at Powell at the end of November. I want to finish good in that, so okay. We'll see how I can do. Try to get down there and do some pre-fishing, figure out where some fish are. So I got sick this spring, not with COVID, but I had some issues with my boat. And so I ended up not being able to fish the spring one because I had some issues with my boat. I was down there, and I ended up having to come back, so it was a pain. But everybody knows what BOAT stands for, Break Out Another Thousand. In my wife's opinion, it's Break Out Another 10,000. But
that's what you need for your birthday gift.
That's right. Honey, guess what I want for my birthday? A brand new Mercury 4-stroke 250 on the back of my boat.
That'll make it all better.
I decided right before the bow hunt I was going to buy a, if anybody has a Ford F-150 that doesn't have a skid plate from the factory, it's got this fiberboard thing underneath it. They call it a drip pan. So I decided, okay, it started to rip off, because if you go over any sagebrush or anything when you're driving down a dirt road that's got a middle growth on it. And so I said, I'm just going to buy a skid plate system for the truck. So I looked up, found one from RCI. It was $265. And I was like, oh, I should order it. She said, I just order it. And then I put it off. I waited 3 weeks. It went up $90 in 3 weeks. You got to be kidding me. Same place, ordering it for the same $90. For this antelope hunt, I had a box of this ammo that I was shooting for my gun. And then I'm like, oh, I'll buy some for my son shooting a 243 for antelope, which is perfect in my opinion. And I looked around, and I had a box and a half of the stuff for his gun. And I was like, oh, I'll go see if I can buy some. I couldn't find it anywhere. But then I went and I opened one of my gun cabinets up going, well, let's see what's in here, because I was getting some stuff out. I had 10 boxes for his gun. So I was like, I don't need to buy any for his gun.
You're covered. That doesn't happen very often. A lot of people wait till the last minute, and then their hunt's all messed up because they don't have anything.
If you're like me and procrastinate, unfortunately, you might have a little bit of trouble this year pulling the trigger because you won't have anything to go bang.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
At least bow hunt, as long as you don't hit a rock, you can reuse the ammo.
That's an advantage.
You might have to sharpen the blades or replace the blades on your broadheads, but at least you can reuse them for the most part. So,
I'm excited. I know it's a fun time of year. The weather's starting to cool down, and it's an opportunity to spend time with family. Any other tips or things you'd like to share with folks out there?
I'd just say, be safe out there. Remember the old saying, if you're going hunting, be sure your target and what's beyond it, and then have fun. And try to get kids involved in it if you can, like you've been talking about, because to me that's really important, getting those youngsters involved. And then the other thing is, later in this year, when it starts to get cooler, hopefully there'll be some cottontail rabbits around that we can go hunting for.
I'm looking forward to it. I always like to get them just after it gets a couple really good hard heavy frosts, usually in November.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. Hopefully the drought hasn't affected them too bad, and we'll be able to find a few of those. I know they go in that 7-year cycle. We'll see how the droughts have affected them, because they were starting to come back up, I think. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any of them out there, what kind of winter we have this year.
Agreed. I'm looking forward to it. Anything else you want to share with folks out there?
Not now, but there's so much to talk about. We could talk for hours. We could talk for days, months.
I know, and then it would mean we would be doing less fishing and less hunting to talk about then.
Yeah, but we'd say, you know what? Stop talking, get out there.
Get out there and have some fun.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about. Mr. Peter Milburn joining us once again. Thank you for taking time with us. It is certainly an honor to visit with you once again.
You bet. Now I'm going to go finish up my barbecue.
Let's hit the lake. put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse. Utah born, Utah proud.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities,
yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Hi, this is Jeff Johnson. I work with Be Ready Utah, and we are helping schools get prepared for the inevitable and to make sure that they are prepared for almost any kind of incident. Our children spend 180 days a year in schools, and we ask the question, are schools ready to handle almost anything? Schools should be trained to have operation plans and checklists so that when there is chaos occurring, they can refer to those plans and bring order to that chaos. And so we have a 12-point of school readiness program that we go out and teach. And we get schools trained and prepared to have emergency operation plans and checklists so when things happen, they can bring order to chaos and have a checklist to go through and do the best they can. Schools should have basic school preparedness. They should be able to shelter their kids overnight. They should be able to provide food and water and sanitation. Schools need to have their staff trained in first aid, light and heat, communication, safety, and security. The staff needs to be trained in all these things so the children have to spend the night there. They'll be safe. Schools need to be ready for drills and practice the 11 different types of drills that the state requires them to perform in a five-year period. Schools should have a shelter-in-place protocol and be able to seal off their school from the outside environment if there's a hazmat spill or something else occurring outside. Schools should have evacuation protocols. If the first responders show up in the parking lot and say the school is untenable, you need to move the students from this location, schools should have a memorandum of agreement and keys to another location so that they can move the students there without delay. Schools also need to practice the reunification plans, not just with the staff and students, but this is a tripod and it needs to involve the parents, both to remove the emotional content and to make it go more effectively. Schools are required to have pandemic and infection protocols in place. And schools should also teach students on how to survive and why they are doing what they are doing. We ask for student education and preparedness and survival techniques. If the first responders show up in the parking lot, the fire department or the police department, they will set up an incident command system. School personnel in the administrative office, the front office, and also in the maintenance staff should be trained in national incident management system protocols so they can go out and plug into that incident command in their parking lot. We also talk about the elephant in the room, and schools should be prepared for active shooter training and what for them to do. You have a 3 times more likely chance of being hit by lightning in your life than you do by getting involved in an active shooter, but it's something you need to be prepared for. Schools face a lot of threats, and we are recommending that schools be trained with threat assessment teams to address every threat that is addressed to the school and be able to set up protocols to deal with that threat. And finally, we ask for staff to be trained in best practices like first aid, defense, life support, ham radio operation, disaster psychology, and other things that will help them get through these moments of crisis. If you want more information about school readiness, you can contact us at Be Ready Utah at our website, BeReadyUtah.gov. Thanks for listening.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Ricky, my man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't going to catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from my broski.
No, thank you. That's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. And he never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
When you look at the number of disasters in the U.S., chances are every area will deal with some kind of emergency in the next decade. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Alex Grover joins us in the garden once again with Utah's Best Gardening. Thank you again for taking a few minutes with us.
You're welcome. I really like variety when I'm talking about what we're planting. Right now I'm specifically talking about planting for bees. But as a professional landscape gardener / horticulturalist, I have found over the years that one of the worst things I can do is plant rows and rows and rows of the same stuff. Particularly when we're talking about woody plants, trees, shrubs, and perennials. Because sooner or later, one of those becomes sick. And whatever it was sick from, everything else that's the same plant is also likely to get sick from it. And then you have the whole planting collapses. The number of times I've looked at a street that's got pear after pear after pear after pear after pear planted, and I look at it, and I can tell the first plant that got fire blight, and then it just spreads from there both directions. It's almost guaranteed. It may even be guaranteed. I may even be able to guarantee it. And so as we plant more diversity and not just variety, oh, I'm going to have this variety and I'm going to have this variety, that's my diversity. Look at planting different genuses. That becomes really important to start understanding how plants are related. Don't expect you to remember the names because, hey, you didn't spend years studying it in college and years doing it in the real world, but you should at least be aware of, okay, I know how to find the genus name for this, and maybe I want to go with something else rather than two so similarly related trees. Why don't I go for a tree that's in a different genus or a different family? And trees, I'm trying to think of a good example of trees that are the same genus and same families. In the case of family, you look at an apple tree and a pear tree, they're in the same family. They're in the rose family. And so you really want to say, do I really want to plant that many of them? And maybe you do. I'm kind of an apple fanatic, so I'm going to have lots of apples, and I may pay the price for that. But for a gardener who doesn't want to spend the time and the hassle to try and keep these diseases from taking over their place, you may want to put in an ornamental apple tree, and I don't think anybody should really be thinking about ornamental pears right now because there's so many of them. But instead of going and having a line of ornamental apples, how about a tree lilac, an ornamental apple, and maybe a smaller maple? And that way you've got three very different trees. They look different. They flower at somewhat different times. And they're just not all going to get sick at the same time from the same disease. And when you're doing food production or bee health or anything else, these same principles apply, that diversity allows you more resilience towards damage, more resilience towards pests. If we have a really, really, really cold year and one tree is susceptible, like ornamental plums, get down below minus 30. You're almost assured to get black rot on the inside and you won't know it for another 5 years. That's minus 30. Doesn't happen in Utah anymore, but it used to. But the next tree next to it, the lilac, may be able to handle that. Your apple may succumb to fire blight, but if you have a red bud, the red bud's not going to get fire blight. There are diseases that attack red buds, but they're not going to attack the maple. This gives you resilience. This gives you spring and ebb and flow and allows things to guarantee you some success with something some year. Whereas if you plant all the same thing, they could all very easily go at the same time, and then you're left with nothing.
Could be an all or nothing deal. It's always better to spread things around a little bit, isn't it?
And I remember once I was giving a presentation on organic pest control. and a gal was having problems with bean beetles on her beans, and she had like 130 linear feet of these beans with nothing in between. I don't know how big a lot she had. There are certain things you can do, but really, we need to have more of a mixture. Well, I can't do that because I need all these beans. Okay, well, I guess you don't really want to do it organic, because if you have the space between a clump of beans and another clump of beans, you're less likely to get these bad infestations you've been getting. It's not going to stop it. It's not going to totally end it, but it will slow those beetles down enough that you might get a better crop. She couldn't do it. And she's a perfectly nice person, just couldn't accept that would be something that would benefit her and that would be productive for her. And that's too bad, because I think she probably at some point was going to give up because it was too big to hand gather the beetles. And she'd spend all day with that many beans hand gathering beetles, but planted contiguously, that's all she's going to be doing. So those are some things to think about. Those are some things to consider.
In this time of year, I mean, I'm looking at the bees and they're looking around for stuff, and giving them good quality feed will help them get through the winter. And a good variety of stuff, too.
Yeah, I've had almost constant bees on my Nepeta for months. I had a brief period where the flowers matured and maybe a week, and then there were new flowers there. And that's been such a consistent feed for them. And as I develop some of my areas, I've just had curb and gutter added, and I'm going to move my Nepeta out there, and then I'm going to add purple cone flowers to one of the beds, either the one they're coming out of or the one they're going into, because I just don't have enough variety on families here. I've got so many mint plants because I have a lot of fun with plants in the mint family. They are fun, but I need to add more variety, and I'm going to be looking at adding some of the sandpoint as an ornamental to supplement some of that. And so even though I'm not currently keeping bees, when I'm ready to get bees again, I'm going to have a very textured area. They're not going to get all their food here, even from a mini hive. They're not going to get all their food here. But they will have a good base of good variety nearby home to give them a base, to give them a starting point. And then they can go on and forage to other areas, but they'll have something nearby that's good quality that will meet a lot of their needs. Not enough volume, but they're going to be better because I have that base. And again, one of those scriptural things, I bring this up because in the Bible, it talks about building a house on sand versus building a house on rock. And when you get a storm, which is going to be the one that's most durable and survives? Well, if you have a foundation on a rock, and so when you're doing your bees, your foundation for your bee feeding is going to be right there on your property, or if you're beekeeping on somebody else's property, it's going to be their property. That can either be a good foundation that's rock solid. It's not going to feed them all, but it'll be a rock solid foundation. Or you can put it on and have lawn and have the bees go somewhere else, which is equivalent to a sand foundation. And those are really important things, and we don't think about that. It just kind of always fills me with dread when I have a beekeeper that's actually got property who wants just a straight lawn. At least something for the bees, something. And again, I'm a gardener. That's what I do. Those are the things that I value and they're important to me, and I get that that may be different than other folks. But if you're going to be a beekeeper, you've got to have a good foundation. And you need, at some point, either before you get bees or early on in your career with bees, you need to start planting for those bees. No, they're not going to get all their food off your quarter acre lot or even your 1 acre lot. They might get it off of a 5-acre lot if you plant it well. You may actually be able to sustain a hive, but you have to plant really well. But if you don't have that mentality of, I'm going to do this for the bees, I'm going to give them a base, you're already starting to shoot yourself in the foot. That's not to say that you can't survive, but you've got to be able to be a beekeeper, but also a bee feeder.
You got to take care of the bees. What a fun discussion. If folks have questions, if they have challenges, if they have concerns, they want to learn more about what you're up to, you have a ton of resources on your Facebook page as well as on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, my YouTube channel is Grow How. You'll be able to recognize it because it's not highly refined in any sense of the word. But I do try and give the best scientific information I've got. I do try and present things that are proven and tested to make things easier for you. Now, that takes a lot of time and effort, so I haven't posted in over a month. But there's a lot of good resources. There's a good catalog that's solid. And I encourage you to go into the search button and look for topics you're interested in. And I'm going to try and get back with it here. Getting a new job did throw me off my rhythm on that. And so I'm still trying to kind of figure that out on how to keep up with it. But there's a good base there of good stuff. The bee material is somewhat older, but again, I think it still stands up. I think I covered things well. And now that I've actually got bee plants out here, I'm going to have to go out and take some photos and take some video and show people what bees actually do when they have a food source that's quality. And then if you want to get a hold of me, ask questions, please go to Utah's Best Gardening on Facebook, answer the questions, read the rules, and we'll do our best to help you. I've got a good admin team who are all degreed and have been professionals in the field, and we'll do our best to lead you the right way. And keep in mind that if I make corrections or question something, it's not because I want to be the sole source of information. I just want the information to be good and quality. And that's very important to me, that we provide that and that it's accessible. That's really a big issue, is getting good quality. There is a lot of stuff. Some of the hack YouTube channels, the content mills, put out some really weird stuff that is just not true. And I don't want stuff on my watch to be thrown out there and people be given bad information. That's just not cool. So keep that in mind, please.
I'm glad you said that. There are a lot of channels out there that have content that they're very effective as far as getting lots of clicks, getting lots of visits, and getting them cash. But it's beyond truth a lot of times, too. Long term, it's never a good thing.
Yeah, there are some really bad stuff, and it's really hard to admin the group because somebody will come up and they'll see this great video that looks cool and they want to share it. And I'm like, oh, no, please, no. I'm going to have to remove that because I don't think it's worth sharing. It looks cool, but it's a lie. And that's just not the way I work. I don't think anybody should work that way. You should be entitled to have good information and honest information instead of something that's made to make them lots of money. I don't mind making money, but it's got to be a good product.
Exactly. Again, where do they go?
Again, for Facebook, that's Utah's Best Gardening. And for YouTube, that's Grow How.
Check it out. Mr. Alex Grover joining us once again with Utah's Best Gardening. Thank you for taking time with us today.
Hey, thank you, Brian. Thank you, everyone out in Radio Land. Have a great time gardening and plant some fall vegetables. You'll be happier.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities,
yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure, explore Utah, and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Thank you again for taking time with us today. Hopefully you've had as much fun on the program as I have today. We're going to wrap up our program very quickly here. We're going to celebrate some of those fall colors and those fall color rides. We'll play a couple songs for you for our acoustic campfire concert today. And hopefully that'll get your foot a-tapping as we enjoy some of those fall colors in the hills. We're at peak. We're slightly past peak in some locations. Spend some time with your family. Get some brilliant pictures with your family. And capture some memories this weekend before the weather starts turning and goes the other direction. Again, we'll play some music for you. We have the Rainbow Trail for you with David Anderson and his crew. And then we'll have another song for Mr. Bren Hill, and that'll be Lady Idaho, one of our first songs we ever played with him. Again, thank you for listening. You've been listening to Western Life Radio. Wish you all the best. Have a fun and safe weekend.
Ride the rainbow trail, heading west toward the sun, living a lifelong dream that has only just begun. I dream of days gone by when the cowboy rode the rain, listen to the coyotes sing and smell the purple sage. Now the trail is sometimes rocky, winding down a canyon steep, or wide through the painted desert where the sand at the horse's feet. And the colors, they're all changing as my horse and I drift on by. The reds of the desert mountains on a ridge neath the clear blue sky. Flowers are in full bloom at the end of an early spring. Summer brings a knee-high grass and the rain will keep it green. Fall is when the rainbow covers show bright and bold. The oak turns orange, the maple red, and the aspen and emperor's gold. Winter is the time for the trail to sleep when it's covered with a blanket of snow. Pure white is the last color at the start of a new rainbow. I ride the rainbow trail with the rising of the sun. Sometimes only in my mind, but the new dream has just begun. Flowers are in full bloom at the end of an early spring. Summer brings a knee-high grass and the rain to keep it green. Fall is when the rainbow colors show bright and bold. The oak turns orange, the maple red, and the aspen and emperor's gold. I ride the rainbow trail with the rising of the sun. Sometimes only in my mind, but a new dream has just begun.
eastern Idaho plateau. Tetons on the horizon. As up the highway I go, to where the mighty buffalo starts its journey to the sea. I can feel Lady Idaho calling out for me. She's reaching out for me. Oh, that blue water's rolling high and muddy in the spring. Feel her sweet but cold wind. Can you listen to her sing? Through the valley and the timber below, a whisper through the aspen tree. I can feel Lady Idaho calling out for me. She's reaching out. Color on the mountain and the color in the sky. Autumn in the air and a tear in my eye. 'Cause I could never stay, I know, but my heart will never leave. 'Cause I can feel Lady Idaho calling out for me. Oh, she's holding on to me.
Keep an eye to the skies to see a variety of migrating raptors. We're bringing out the binoculars next on Western Life Radio. No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Migrating raptors are making a show at Squaw Peak and other mountainsides. Scott Root with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources makes several viewing recommendations.
So the birds of prey are migrating through. You see a lot of those, a lot of turkey vultures near the Strawberry Visitor Center. Lots of other Swainson's hawks, all types of birds and birds of prey. And so there's just a lot going on this time of year. We've held Raptor Viewing Day there at the Orem Overlook along the Squaw Peak Trail Road. And if you're not familiar with it, you go up from the very mouth of Provo Canyon. You only go up, I think it's like a couple, 3 miles, and there's a turnoff. I believe it says Hope Campground, Squaw Peak Trail Road, and it's on the south side of the canyon. But on your way up the canyon, you take that, and it's just a lot of S-curves for a few miles until eventually you come to a T in the road, and you take a right, and that goes right to the Orem Overlook. Smaller parking area, But we somehow get the cars in there, and it's a breathtaking view, and we set up there, and just eventually, if you're patient, you may have a red-tailed hawk or a golden eagle even, or other types of hawks, or sharp-pin hawks and Cooper's hawks. And they may hover like right in front of you because they follow these ridge lines. And we're up there fairly high in this parking area, and we'll even have a few hang gliders launch right there at the parking area.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
Y'all might think that a day on the lake is all fun and the sun on your bum, but you, my friends, are incorrect. Today we're gonna feel the burn together while Roar gets you ready for a safe day on the lake. Not only do life jackets save your lives, but they make you look amazing. Let's get started. This first routine is an important one. You gotta zip it, gotta zip it, gotta click it, zip it, click it. Looking good, Terry.
Oh yeah, guys got it.
Fly down the boat, wave to the boat, scream for help. Oh! What's wrong, Terry?
I just can't swim good.
Oh, that's okay, little buddy. That's what this is for.
Oh.
Thanks to my exercise, I think you're ready for a safe day on the lake. Just remember, always wear your life jacket.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, taylorgunsmithing.com.
Travel, exploring the woodlands, the red rocks and streams. He's sharing his campfire from season to season. New places and people with stories and dreams. Through cadence of nature, the wilderness beckons. A song of the mountains rings out through the trees. The voice of the backcountry echoes forever. It carries the message, live wild and free. Wild and free. The song of the mountains is calling to me. Wild and free. In the great western wildlands, discover the backcountry dream.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and Western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.